Though her parents, the good wine, and his mouth. Different words of scriptures, where the man's today, tell us something about how we know to pray. Particularly, how prayer on being. Prayer of petition, in which we ask God for the things that are necessary for us in the world, and for the great things necessary to win and to man. It is this prayer of petition that comes to man in today's reading. St. Paul begins by telling us how we are to behave with one another. It would be foolish to think that God will reward our petitions if we are unreasonable with the people around us. St. Paul begins by telling us that we are to make use of the talents we have for the common good. And then he goes on to say that we are to love one another with fraternal charity. He says that there ought to be a positive bond of affection between us as Christians, for we are united for faith in our common love of God. And since we are all united in this love of God, we must all look out for one another. That doesn't mean that we have to be busybodies sticking our minds into anyone else's affairs. But it does mean a mutual concern and attempt to anticipate each other's needs, whether those needs be spiritual or material. Certainly, we can all pray for one another, and should, even without actually knowing each other's specific needs. Very often in the scriptures, Jesus reinforces this idea that we will be rewarded in proportion to the good we do for others, that we will be forgiven in proportion to the forgiveness we have for those who offend us. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And certainly, if we are looking out for each other when we meet, God may make use of that to answer our prayers. He may send someone to help you in your need. He may send you to help someone in his need. Dear friends, this morning's gospel adds a complementary idea to what St. Paul is telling us. First of all, it demonstrates the powerful ability of Mary to win favors from those who she loves. At first, it seems that our world is not going to do anything about the wine shortage. They have probably been partying too long anyway. And he probably had not planned on working in the miracles until he got his spirit life underway. My hour has not yet come. What is instructive here is that Mary doesn't even argue with him. She doesn't start using any of the various techniques that others have for getting their sons to do things. No guilt trip, no pretty please, no shame on you, or any of that sort of things. She simply assumes that he will do what she wants and starts giving directions to the waiters to do whatever he says. Mary knows that Jesus will not let her down. He only to help those who need her help. But this gospel also demonstrates a certain thing. Notice that her friends, the wife of the couple, did not even have to ask for her help or suggest a specific thing that they needed. Because for those that are very sense, it is enough to be in me and to be noticed. And having noticed, she will put the needs in her son's hands and will get the answer.
And the wine was not just business. It won. Very good. The one won the best. They are listed.